I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in Far West Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Our continuing celebration of the Feast of Pentecost brings us to another special day, Tuesday in Whitsun Week. And for today's lesson, we hear from the Gospel according to St. John and a homily by St. Augustine the Bishop on the same passage. Here beginneth the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. From a homily by St. Augustine the Bishop. In today's lesson, the Lord hath set forth the similitude of his own flock and of the door whereby entry is made into its fold. Sometimes pagans boast that they live good lives, but if they enter in not by the door, of what profit is that whereof they boast? To this end alone is a good life profitable, to wit, if it lead unto life eternal. For of what profit is a good life to one unto whom life eternal is not given? Wherefore they cannot be said to live good lives who are either so blinded as not to know, or so proud as to despise the goal of a good life. And no man can have a true and certain hope of life eternal, unless he know the true life which is Christ, and enter by him who is the door into the sheepfold. Such men as these often try to draw others to some kind of good life which is not a Christian life. These are they who would fain climb up some other way for to steal and to destroy. They are not as the good shepherd who has only come to guard and to save. There have been philosophers who have treated many subtle questions of right and wrong, who have been the authors of many distinctions and definitions, who have reasoned out the keenest conclusions, who have filled many books and have proclaimed their own wisdom with a loud mouth. These dared say to men, Follow us, embrace our school of thought, and therein ye will find the secret of a happy life. But these men were not of such as enter in by the door. They came not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Concerning such teachers, what shall I say? Behold, the Pharisees themselves were wont to read the Scriptures, and in the reading they often uttered the name of Christ. They looked for his coming, and when he came, they knew him not. They boasted that they themselves were among the seers, that is, among the wise ones, yet they denied Christ, and entered not in by the door. Therefore they too, when they set themselves up as leaders, led away the sheep, but for to kill and to destroy, not to free them. So much for them. Now let us look to those who glory in the name of Christ, and see whether they be all and every one such as enter in by the door. Some there are, and their number cannot be reckoned, who not only boast that they be among the seers, but who would even fain appear as though they were enlightened by Christ. And nonetheless they are heretics. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful God, that thy church, being gathered together in unity by thy Holy Spirit, may manifest thy power among all peoples to the glory of thy name. through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the same Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and his apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.